I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And I love this thing.
What a reputation we have to live up to.
Yep.
Joining us is a lady who now will no longer be able to speak coherently because she's laughing.
Exactly.
Kristen Jern of H55.
Oh, cool, and don't forget Tamara over there in the corner
Tamara just taking pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. Tamara's with us here. Yeah, Tamara. She is our PR and media.
Gotcha.
Yes, good morning.
H55, you make electric propulsion.
We do. We are an EPS solution provider.
Ooh, EPS, that sounds so fancy.
Electric propulsion, yes, systems.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
It is more than just a battery.
Right, right. And you're partnering up with Pristel.
We are.
And I think that the training environment is probably ideal for your. It's a lot of high power short hops, things like that. So, as far as battery aircraft, that to me that makes sense.
Well, it also makes sense. Funny enough, we're selling, right? We've already sold through our 2026 and 2027 delivery slots.
Wow.
We're already well into our 2028s. And honestly, we have a lot of individuals as well that are interested in unison with the flight schools, whether or not they're individuals that own their aircraft. And a lot of them are commuters, right? They live in metropolitan areas that they'd spend 3 or 4 hours driving, and they're actually just flying themselves into the local GA airport.
Okay, so you're saying that these are being put on home builds?
No.
Oh, these are
private individuals that are not flight schools are also interested in the electric general aviation Pristel.
Right. Oh, that aircraft. I thought you meant you were selling power packages.
Oh, no.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Do you think that you will in the future start selling these as a complete combustion engine replacement?
That would be the path forward, yes. Right now, really, the focus is getting the certification. We've finalized the certification with EASA, the European Regulatory Authorities, and that is anticipated to be finished the end of this year. And then if you go by traditional, you know, FAA, we're already in talks with them, so 12 to 18 months is the anticipation. So even with the more recent exciting news in the classes of aircraft, we're still pursuing the CS Part 23. And so as it is, the Pristel is our first launch partner. We've identified them as the right partner to introduce the systems into the U.S. market. As you just heard David Copeland there, this is a company that started in 2009, father, son. The integrity, the experience, the passion as aviators is really in there, and it goes all the way through the design. So they were the right partner for us to come into the U.S., prime for the training market. I think that it was a little bit more of a surprise. H55 is based in Sion, Switzerland. So the legacy there is it comes from the Solar Impulse Project.
That's right. I remember reading that.
Mm-hmm. And that was the solar-powered electric aircraft that flew around the world in 2015 and then again 2016 with their final aircraft. And that is why H55 represents 5 days, five nights, right? Andre Borschberg is the chairman of our company.
Okay.
This is a technological spin-off of the Solar Impulse Project. So it is the same proven technology that was behind. And so what I like to say is it's 25 plus years of genius.
Right.
That is behind our EPS.
And now it's time to just get it in airplanes and build ours and prove that it's a great idea.
Right, which what we've done this summer, actually. We kicked off our U.S. launch and introduction in April at Sun and Fun in my state of Florida. And from there, we did discovery flights and static display events for flight schools in the areas. We went through the Space Coast region of Florida. We then went on to Alabama, where actually Andre was recognized as one of the 12 Eagles that year by the U.S. Air Force.
Oh, cool.
We went from there. We were in Arizona, both at Falcon Field, which is one of the most popular training airfields there, Scottsdale, Arizona. From there, we were into Vegas. We were at Henderson and then Colorado. So there's some really fun data points that we can talk about too in terms of the performance of this aircraft when you're talking about electric versus our traditional combustion.
Okay, let's talk about an aspect I'm sure the flight schools have asked you about, maintenance. There's practically none. Is that correct?
Well, we are with Pristel in this, and they're doing a great job of rolling out. You know, they're experiencing a bit of a tipping point too in their popularity, right? They are well over 1,200 aircraft that are flying. So with their Rotax partners and things, it's kind of a natural migration in my mind that those mechanics, and we've had a lot of discussions with those mechanics getting trained. We've already had people come to Sion to be trained, and that's something that'll just naturally roll out.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, electric motor is pretty darn simple.
It's
two bearings and that's it, a lot of wire.
Right. It's very, very simple. And with our electric motor, the interesting thing, without getting too technical, is that Bristell being our first partner here, we are putting a soon-to-be completely certified EPS, right, electric propulsion system, into a certified airframe.
Right.
Really an very intelligent way to go, right? I've been in the industry long enough to know that I really liked that business plan. That's why I came on, besides the fact that I was just in awe that I'm working with, you know, I'm honored to be with the genius that we're working with in terms of the engineers. Yeah, Andre, but, you know, Sebastian Dumont, even Gregory Blatt, just the entire team from Solar Impulse is the leadership at H55. And then we have over 110 engineers that are in Sion that are just dedicated on a daily basis of innovation, improvement, evolution.
It's probably way too soon in the program because you're not flying enough yet. Do you have any idea of projected battery life in terms of years or hours?
We absolutely know all of that.
Oh, okay.
So that, again, remember, this is, we've been in the certification process for 6 years with EASA. The P2, which is our prototype 2, was involved in the certification process, is what we've been flying all summer. And I hadn't finished that, but yeah, we went through Nevada, Colorado, everywhere. So our battery life is 1,500 hours. And that's what we are suggesting right now because that is the predictability. We know exactly what that's going to give you in the aircraft. The interesting thing with that is, you know, sustainably minded in terms of what happens after the battery change. Those batteries come out, they still have 80% of their production capacity. So they definitely can have a second life, not in the airplane,
right,
but in some other capacity, whether that be extra storage for your solar power. And those are things that are also being discussed. But right now, you know, all focus is on completing the certification.
Sure.
The other thing with that is that we have the electric motor, which has a 5,000-hour TBO. Again, very simple,
and,
right?
And, you know, for most small airplanes, indefinite life.
Yes, and since also with that, really the only thing that's needed on that as an annual basis is the changing of the coolant, which is a water-based coolant, really, and that goes back to the philosophy of we are preventing fire in aviation, not just learning how to extinguish it, right?
Right.
And you so know, that
you just hit a major point right there, fire, all right? Mm-hmm. We've all seen the reports of the Teslas and the problems that they occasionally have. How are you people mitigating the possibility of a battery fire on board this aircraft?
It goes all the way down to the level of the cell.
Right.
So really the way we have all of our patents and technology is that we are, the cell is actually encased and isolated to itself. So anytime there's an issue with any battery, it lasts less than a minute, right? That could be the longest duration that anything happens with a cell. We've actually mastered in the way of that it is isolated to itself. It keeps its issue to itself. And we also have the patents there where it's been proven over and over again. There's actually a bunker where they tested a lot of this stuff. There's no propagation. There's no sharing of its issue to another cell. And we've even, because there's such a small likelihood in the way that our modules and such are built, to have any what they call thermal runaway, right?
Right.
Which again, comes from a cell sharing its issue, its hot issue. We've taken an extra step, and there's extra retardant on that. So because our modules aren't just a battery encasement, that's actually where our software is too. And so any, from the pilot's perspective, right, when you're in the cockpit or a passenger, you know at any given moment exactly the temperature, exactly the activity of every single one of the cells because of the technology that's there and it's reading it. And that's why it's an EPS,
yes,
right? It's an electric propulsion system. So the other nice thing is, going back to your point before, there's a lot less maintenance, just regular maintenance. But in the unlikely event that something does happen with a cell, you know exactly which cell is giving you the problem. So when you land, and this also goes to, excuse me, in terms of being a certified electric propulsion system, you had to prove redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
So really, this is like having a twin and a single. Okay, I'll get back to that.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So there's already that redundancy. But back on the note of knowing exactly which cell has a problem. You get on the ground, you say, Mr. Mechanic, this is the one. In 3 hours, they have it pulled out. They, you know, the whole thing is done in 3 hours.
They can change one cell.
They can change one module. They would take the module out, and they know exactly where they're going. There's not 3 to 5 days of troubleshooting, waiting for parts, trying to figure out if they got it right. So that goes back to your other point.
Yeah.
And then just I'll make, you know, you got a question for me. The redundancy.
Yeah.
You have, think of, because the batteries are placed in the wings, they replace the fuel tanks. So you have 50% independently feeding the dual coil motor.
Right, it's a double stack motor.
It's a double, yes, but you have 50% from each side independently. Again, in the unlikely event that one of those sides would have an issue, the other remaining side gives you 75% power. Climb to 5,000, get back safely. Same parameters that a multi-engine aircraft, right, a twin-engine aircraft, has to perform if it loses an engine.
Just no asymmetric thrust.
Right. Now, I was over at the H-55 and Bristol display the other day. The battery packs, how many of them are going to be on board the Bristol plane?
So on the Bristol, we have 86. I've been fried in the sun for a few days. So, but it's 86. So you have an equal amount in each wing, and then you have some forward of the firewall. Reason being is because, again, we're putting a soon-to-be certified EPS system in a certified airframe. So the way that we place the batteries and how many batteries go on every aircraft matches the certified. So the batteries on the B-23 Energic match the 140 horse of the certified B-23. And then the forward of the firewall is because it also has the same CG and weight and balance as the certified. So there is no extra anything. You can either simply order an electric or a Rotax powered.
Nice, nice.
Very cool.
We've been speaking with Christian Jorn of H-55. I want to thank you. And we can find you on the field at?
Go to the tower and look for the American flag. We are right there.
All right.
Please come by.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.